Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going well. How are you?
Doing okay. We missed a couple of episodes.
Yeah, we missed a couple for no reason. I got a tweet from a fan the other day saying, "What the hell's going on?" And I really had no excuse for him.
We really just dropping the ball. Just
yeah, that's all it was.
I don't know about you. I've been really busy lately with work. That's my excuse, but it's not a good excuse, you know.
No, because we're pretty much always busy, and we make time if we feel like it. I think we're, I don't know. It's once you miss that first episode, it's easy to miss the second one and the third one and the fourth one, and we just got in a roll of not doing it.
It's very true. Usually, like, sometimes we'll miss an episode, but that was very rare.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that. Five. We missed five episodes.
Yeah.
Shameful.
Luckily, I was keeping up on it just in case we ended up doing it, so I didn't have to watch five in a row last night.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
How many had you missed?
I think I was two behind, and there was one that I wasn't able to watch because they only do 1 week. They only put 1 week online.
I see.
Yeah. So I missed one, but I did watch the recap of it. So I'm pretty much up to date.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And then on Survivor, I fell off pretty much the week after our last episode that we recorded. And so I watched a couple episodes of that last night, but I'm still not totally caught up.
Damn. Yeah. Survivor's been okay.
All right. How have you felt about the challenge this season so far?
You know, has its good points and its bad points.
Now, I don't want to upset the listening audience or you, but I'll ask this in the form of a question. Is there any part of you that thinks you might not want to watch this show for the rest of your life?
No.
You're still in 100%?
I'm still 100% in. Like, okay. The hearing that you had missed, like, multiple episodes was shocking to me. Like,
oh, yeah.
I won't let a week go by. I watch it the day it's on, the night it's on, as soon as I get home from work. If it's not on the DVR.
You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. If it's not on the DVR, I'm pissed off. There have been weeks where the DVR is fucked up and I've just downloaded it from iTunes. Like, I've paid to watch this show.
Wow. Well, I enjoy it when I watch it, but I'm no longer like, oh, thank God, it's Thursday night. It's on Thursdays now, right?
Yeah.
It's Thursday night. I get to watch the challenge tonight. Like, I don't give a shit anymore, at least not to the degree that I used to. I think it's mostly because I'm tired of all the people. I don't know. I need a whole new crop or an old crop or something.
It all seems
like, I don't know if this will ring true to you or not, but it seems like everyone's way too aware that they're on a reality show now. Like, trying to create drama everywhere they can. Like, Johnny's literally threatening Jordan's life. Like, as if that's, like, I will end you, bro. Like, completely empty threats.
Well, yeah, I could totally see how you could say that about Johnny being really self-aware. That's totally true. And that's been true for a long time.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe it also, you know, maybe it has something to do with the fact that you've been, like, busier lately, like, with real life shit, you know?
That could do it, yeah.
Your priorities have changed just a little.
And I've missed the last couple seasons of The Real World, too.
Exactly.
I don't have that base with the new people of knowing who they are and stuff.
Yeah, you're maybe a little tired of the old people. The new people are completely unfamiliar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, whereas I watch The Real World and, like, I'm in anticipation, like, oh, man, I hope they do the challenge. I hope that guy or that girl is on the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but overall, I've felt like this season's been pretty good. I like the, I kind of like the game. I like the how in the elimination round half of it is just by chance, which adds a element of suspense and stress for the
people. It's true. That is a cool angle.
Mm-hmm. And I like that it's an individual game, I guess, to some degree, but there is still some team strategy that has to go into it. So it's a pretty good format, I think.
Yeah, all in all, I'd say I'm pretty happy with the season.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that they no longer went, even on Johnny Bananas' confessionals and stuff, they just list him as Bananas. He's no longer Johnny, and it's on his helmet too, just Bananas.
Yeah, and the back of his shirt.
Something tells me that he lobbied for that.
Oh, I bet. You don't produce bobbleheads and shit like that.
T-shirts.
Yeah, if you don't have a real game plan, you know.
Yeah, I think he strikes me as someone who thinks he may be more well-known than he actually is.
Yeah,
I don't think Johnny Bananas bobbleheads are going to take off.
He seems to really want to be well-known. Like, remember the whole Entourage thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was suing... to be fair, he's been Johnny Bananas for a whole hell of a lot longer than Entourage has even been on the air, so...
Yeah, it wasn't a completely spurious lawsuit or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot more people watch Entourage than watch The Challenge, I think.
Well, shit.
Well, anyway, I hope you took some notes because I'm going blind here. I just have my memory to guide me through.
Yeah, I have some stuff.
Okay.
We've
seen a lot of people go home already. The most, I don't know, how do you want to do this? Because we have a lot, we kind of have a lot to cover.
Well, we can just kind of discuss eliminations to kind of catch us up. Okay.
Well, Chet was week one, right?
Yeah, Chet was week one.
He quit because he got a cut on his chin and he didn't want to mess up his pretty face, which was pretty disappointing to me. Because I think he probably would have come out with the win. Well, maybe not. I think he was going against Dustin, right?
No, he was going against Frank. There was way he was winning that shit. Okay.
Yeah, I guess maybe he made the right choice.
Especially because I rewatched the recap of all of the episodes last night. And mm-hmm. Yeah, Frank would have fucking murdered him. Like, there was a moment where Frank was on top of Chet, like, kicking his, like, feet to kind of, I don't know, like, get balance or something like that. And it just... It was a whole different level. Frank was not going to lose that thing.
I think Frank will probably be the king of the challenge for the foreseeable future until he stops doing it. He's way more passionate about it than anybody else. And the weird thing was he ended up being the other one who was kind of who quit, although he didn't really have a choice because of his pneumonia.
Yeah, they disqualify them.
Yeah, that was the episode that I didn't see, but I just saw the recap of it.
Yeah, that was a real bummer, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because Frank was doing really great.
I hate to see that kind of shit. That's probably why Sarah is probably never going to be on this challenge anymore again, because she's had that happen to her on like four different seasons where she got disqualified from no fault of her own.
Yeah, yeah.
But with Frank, it's a little bit more understandable because he's contagious or whatever, and he's probably going to die.
Like, what did you get the impression that it was? It was like pneumonia or something, right?
Yeah, it was pneumonia.
But aren't you only contagious with that for like the first maybe like day or so?
I'm not sure. I don't know that much about pneumonia, but I was a little surprised when they said that he was contagious because I never thought of pneumonia as being a contagious disease.
Especially because, well, then maybe it's not pneumonia. They said viral infection. I don't know.
Oh, maybe he got something else because of the pneumonia or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. But he's out anyway.
But also, he had been in the house with those people for days being sick.
Yeah. Nobody else got anything.
Yeah.
Maybe anyway. MTV was just covering their asses in case he just dropped dead or something.
The other person sent home in the first episode was Jemmy, which... It was disappointing. Like, I haven't been missing her these last few weeks,
mm-hmm.
but like seeing that recap and seeing her not around.
I don't know. Jemmy doesn't do much for me.
Fair, but at the same time, I still think she's better than some of the girls in the house.
Yeah, I would have traded Jasmine for Jimmy.
I like having Jasmine around.
Ugh, I can't stand Jasmine anymore. I think I'm getting too old. She had that line in the first episode, which I made the mistake of watching with my girlfriend, of how she wanted cocks and balls in her face or something like that. She had some line like that.
Wanting to be the whore of the challenge.
Yeah, and my girlfriend was like, "Who are these people? Oh my God, who says that?" And it made me. You ever have those moments where it's like, "Oh, yeah, that was a little out there," I guess. Where if you were watching it alone, you wouldn't have thought that.
I feel like your mistake is only watching the first episode with her.
Oh yeah.
I feel like if you watched every episode by the end, she would be in.
You're probably right.
Or I could be completely wrong.
Well, she does catch it every once in a while and does end up sitting down and watching the rest of the episode. So,
she's got to make it. You got to make it your Thursday night thing, man.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Maybe as the season wears on,
the couple that watches the challenge together stays together. Jordan,
that's true. So Dustin's out. I'm always sad to see Dustin go for some reason. I feel like there's a good contender under there, but he never makes it past the first half of the season, it seems like.
It's true. Yeah, you're right. And this is one where Dustin, I feel, could have gone far, but he just got a bum deal. He went up against Frank, too, you know?
Yeah, Frank.
Frank
two in
took
a row.
Out two people in the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. And Brandon, we were wondering how he was going to do finally in an individual game. And he did, I guess he did okay, but then he went up against, who was it?
Zach.
Yeah, he went up against Zach, which you can't really blame him for losing that kind of challenge against Zach. I think Brandon's a kind of a little guy.
It's true. This is kind of jumping ahead, but one thing I was wondering about, are we giving Brandon too much credit?
I think so. After this season, I think so, yeah.
Like, we have constantly, you know, made excuses for him, saying, yeah, oh, it's his partner, oh, it's this, oh, it's that.
Well, for some reason, we decided early on in his first season that he would be good if he had a good partner, but he's never really shown us anything, and there, we could have made the assumption that maybe it was his partner could be valid, but I mean, I think he's just mediocre. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's good.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
You know who I hate? Who I feel like I would probably not hate if I knew him in real life, but I hate on the show is Swift. I don't know what. He just rubs me the wrong way. I think
I like Swift.
No, you don't. I don't like him, and I want him off.
Yeah, like, one reason that I like Swift is because, like he kind of flipped and voted Brandon in. He sided with kind of the veterans.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Like, you could see clear, like, remorse from him. Like, he was like, I made a mistake. I fucked up. Like, I don't know why I did that. Like, how often do you see people admitting that they are wrong?
That's
and
true.
That they like hurt someone else, like that their mistakes hurt someone else, you know? Like,
yeah.
Swift's got a good head on his shoulders.
I agree with that. And that's why I say I think I would probably like him in real life, because he seems like a good guy. I just find him to be annoying in his, he's a little too animated in his confessional stuff when he's recapping what went down in the challenge and stuff like that. He's
Did you see the one where he accidentally like fell off his stool?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Which that was funny in the moment, but it's just like he knows what he's got to do for some camera time, and he's just playing it up. I think I'm just thinking about the fourth wall too much, thinking about how they're making the show and what's going on in these people's heads that is outside, that's based on trying to get on TV rather than win the challenge, and I don't like it. When
you know
it's not
what's
authentic.
Interesting? It sucks that you missed the last season of The Real World, because they changed things up a bit and they really broke the fourth wall a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like they showed a lot of interaction with producers. They showed them talking on like like the phone that leads right into the control room.
Oh yeah.
It was
that's kind of like a throwback, because they used to do, it seems like they used to do that a lot more, like in Seattle and Hollywood, they did a lot of that, but that was mostly because of issues, like wanting to, or maybe kick people off and stuff like that.
Yeah, in this, it was pretty casual, and, like, I would like to see them kind of bring that to the challenge a little bit. It was like, you remember last season where there was maybe a fight going on, and, like, the whole cast directed the cameraman to follow?
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe they got a really good reaction out of that moment, and kind of just went with it for the real world to kind of test out.
They're probably listening to us, because I remember we had a positive reaction to that.
Oh, I'm sure they're listening to us, Jordan.
Of course. Why wouldn't
Imagine they? Being the poor intern that has to sift through all of our podcasts.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess we should... we know who's... Let's see. LaToya's gone.
Here,
Nia's
well,
gone.
Hold on. We've skipped ahead quite a bit. Dustin, the second episode, Dustin went home by Frank, and Emily was sent home. Do you remember who?
No.
John A.
Okay. That was
shocking.
Yeah,
shocking to see John A actually pull it together.
What game was that?
It was the one where they had to, like, break through like a piece of drywall to create handholds.
Yeah. That was shocking. I always just expect a person named Emily on this show to do really well, but not this Emily.
Yeah, this Emily was a mess. Do you remember in the first episode where she was on the team with CT and she had to steer that bicycle backwards? And, like, they ran into a hay bale. Shit started going south.
Mm-hmm.
She got overwhelmed and almost started to cry.
Yeah.
And CT was like, don't cry! Don't cry!
And Dustin had some drama with Emily and... Who was the other girl he was trying to hook up with?
Jessica.
Okay. Yeah.
Dustin and Jessica were like some sparks were flying,
mm-hmm.
but Emily just wanted to slip on in there. Like, yeah, while Dustin and Jessica were out sipping wine and like making eyes at each other, Emily was slipping into Dustin's bed trying to beat her to the punch.
Yeah, and look, they both got out on the same episode. But mm-hmm. I kind of felt bad for Dustin on that one, because I like Jessica. I don't know. I like Jessica, and it would be. I don't know. He seemed a little bit too willing with Emily. Not that he necessarily did anything, but he seemed to be taking what he could get. I don't know how invested he was with Jessica.
Well, I will say that he at least he seemed to prefer Jessica, and he like even
well, with
though
good
it
reason.
Was like a lock with Emily, like he could have jumped right into bed. He still kind of like put her to bed and then stayed with Jessica.
That's true.
Which was good of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But did you see Jessica's season?
No. That was Portland, right?
Yes, I think so. It was the season with Jordan, whatever season Jordan's from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Jessica, in her season, met this guy. They went on like one date and became the clingiest girlfriend you've ever seen. Like, she must have brought her digital camera to the date, snapped about 100 photos, went straight to the Walmart photo center, and just got like everything they had to offer. She got the keychains,
really?
She got the mug. She got the posters. She got the blanket.
So maybe Dustin got out at the right time.
I have no idea what Dustin was thinking. Like,
maybe he didn't watch it either.
He must have missed that one.
He just saw a pretty face.
Like, yeah, she's like some... We're talking single white female, man. She
seems pretty nice.
She seems very nice. But if you're looking for like a casual hookup on a reality show...
Not the right girl.
I'd maybe go with Emily. She seems more like...
Yeah, she's a lot more casual.
More realistic about what the situation is.
That's true.
But hey, who am I to say? Dustin got involved in a relationship on his season, and that lasted a couple years.
It's true. Still ended, though.
Although it's true.
His girlfriend might be the, she's one of the top ones as far as I'm concerned on, I think, I feel like if we redid our hottest challenge girl challenge, I think she would rank higher up there. I don't remember her being in it.
I don't think she was in it.
That was before that her season, maybe.
Also, like, you had to have, I think you had to have been on a certain number of seasons, maybe, to qualify. I forget what
we
it
had
was,
some stupid arbitrary rules that, but yeah, I'm pretty sure she wasn't in it, but I think she would be near the top if we redid it. Not that we're going to, because that, it was kind of a train wreck and it didn't, anyway, let's keep going.
Yeah, it's hard to pitch a poll ranking girls to that they're all on the show that I feel is probably watched mostly by women. Who do you think watches the challenge more, men or women?
I don't know. I feel like it's probably split down the middle, but there is a lot of, it's a lot of relationship stuff. So maybe it might be slightly skewed to women, 60-40. But I think there's a good amount of guys who watch.
I'll have to check the numbers. I'll have to look at the Nielsen ratings on this one.
Yeah.
We'll come back with an answer next week.
Okay.
Let's see. This is a little off topic and probably a bad topic to go into after what I just said, but do you, like, during Laurel's interviews, does it ever look to you like she has a mustache?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Is it bad lighting? Like,
it could
do
be
shadows
some kind of
just
bad
fall
lighting
on her face in a bad way? Because I never notice it when she's like out doing the challenge, like out in natural light. But as soon as she's under those lights in front of the camera,
it could be bad lighting. It could be like some kind of sunspot birthmark, something that she covers up with makeup. I don't know.
Maybe. But she's like that one girl that Jerry dated in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Where
depending on the light,
depending on what booth you're sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, that was a great episode. That's the Kramer went on the strike at the bagel place. And
yeah.
Anyway, oh, that's the Festivus one. Anyway, let's cut to this week because that's what I remember the most. Let's talk about Cara Maria.
Hold on let me just run through episode 3. Naya was sent home by Cara Maria, shocking. And then that was the week that no guy got sent home because no kill card was flipped. Did you see that episode?
I did see it, but I don't, why wasn't a kill card
that
was
Yeah, you didn't see that. That was the one that Frank went home, and because okay. Frank went home, they didn't have a guy.
Okay.
They didn't have a guy elimination. Like, or they had guys flip cards, but if no one flipped a kill card, it would just be as if Frank had flipped the kill card and then got sent home.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there was no kill card. I feel like they just wanted to keep the numbers even, so they put all blank cards up there. And there was no chance that anyone was going into the elimination for the guys that day. That's just my theory.
You could be right.
If ever you have a chance to watch the final elimination for that episode, give it a look, because I feel like MTV is trying to pull some shit. Anyway, in the next episode, Brandon got sent home by Zach, and then LaToya got sent home by Cara Maria again.
She's the killer on this season.
She's
Cara finally come into her own after 7 seasons.
It's as if her confidence is completely based on other people, you know, where did this come from all of a sudden? Is it just because she's in it with a bunch of weak girls and she finally feels like she's top dog?
Maybe she finally got over feeling like she was the new girl after, now she's definitely a veteran at this point. I feel like she came in with the feeling that she's the new one who has to earn her stripes or whatever for the past 6 seasons. And also, I follow her on, or I am friends with her on Facebook, so she's really into, like, the fitness stuff. And maybe it's just, I mean, she's definitely going to beat 90% of these girls in an arm wrestling match and probably a foot race, too. she is definitely in good shape. The only one that I would think she couldn't beat would be Laurel. Everyone else, she could probably walk over. Camilla, she would probably put up a good fight, but yeah.
It's true. She is in really good shape, but she's been in really good shape since Fresh Meat too. Remember, she scored highest in the qualifying episode.
Yeah.
So she's always been strong and good, but like we've never seen it up. I feel like next season, if like all the normal girls show up and it's like a strong girl season, she'll be back down to like sheepish little.
I don't think so. I think if she gets a couple more, I think she feels like she's a winner now because she won two elimination rounds and now she won. Her team won this episode, and I think you're kind of right about her performance being based on her confidence. And if she keeps, which kind of is bad because if she loses, then her confidence, then it's just she gets momentum with either winning or with momentum with losing. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but good for her for fucking stepping up this season. She really is doing good.
Yeah, and I hope that she wins. I'll admit she's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's a cool girl.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah, our first interview. I don't know why I always talk such goddamn trash on poor Cara Maria.
We should see if she can get. I was thinking the other day that if we cared more about this podcast, we definitely would have had another cast interview by now or a few of them, because I've reached out in the past when we were actually tried. Most of them say yeah. It's just trying to nail them down for a time, but I just don't care that much anymore. So, fuck you,
that's,
people.
That's
you
heartbreaking, Jordan. That's heartbreaking.
Well, our interview with Carly was a little stilted and awkward, so maybe we just need practice, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, interviewing's hard, you know?
We should get Cara Maria on and see if she remembers that night at
remembers those
Bordner's.
Two stalkers
yeah
came in and
I think well I was the only one who talked to her. She was probably wasn't aware that you were there.
I got a beer from her, Jordan.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay,
got a Heineken.
Fine.
Did you see the episode where they were in the big balls?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. That one I did like. I thought this week was pretty good. I like things where it's totally based on, like the rope challenge this week, it's totally based on the strength in your hands and not so much your arms or anything. It's your forearms and your hands if you don't do good technique, like supporting yourself with your legs. Mm-hmm. So it's just fun to see people completely lose control of their grip and just like slide down the rope and fall off. I like seeing that, especially when it's Johnny Bananas or another big guy.
Yeah, and it's one of those challenges where spending hours and hours in the gym bulking up could really, really go against you.
Yeah, you just got to hold it that much more weight. There's only so much strength you can gain in your grip.
It's a challenge where being lean is really an advantage.
Mm-hmm. How about Preston? He's been surprisingly not shitting the bed this season.
Yeah, he's stepping up. I feel like Preston has kind of always performed like okay. Remember the one season where it was him on the team with his whole cast, it was him, Jemmy, Knight, and
Battle
maybe,
of the Seasons.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. he did all right. He was hanging in there towards like almost the last episode.
I guess so. I just hate him, and I hope. Well, he hasn't been annoying this season really, but I don't like to see him doing well.
I feel like he's just gotten a bad rap. I like Preston.
No.
Why do you hate him, Jordan?
Because
what's
he's
wrong?
A dick, and he. I don't know. I think go back into the archives if you want to know why I hate Preston. You know who they should get is that crazy guy from the New Orleans season. I think his name was Ryan.
Ryan Leslie, the male hairdresser.
Yeah, they got to get him on the challenge for some craziness. Him and Puck.
I feel like if you put Ryan on the challenge, people would just murder him. He was the most annoying character or person that they've ever had on these shows.
That's true. Because if you've noticed, when Knight is on the challenge, he is the most annoying person. And he wasn't even annoying at all compared to this Ryan character.
It's true. Yeah, you didn't even realize that Knight... everyone else in the house seemed completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ryan was over there drawing your attention.
Yep.
Yeah. He was unlikable to the point where it like wasn't fun. It was like frustrating to watch. Like yeah. I was thinking like if I was in that house, he would wake up one day with me standing over his bed with a baseball bat.
Yeah. The episode where he left was a good episode. I just want so this week it was they went for a strategy to get some good players off, which backfired in both counts. They tried to get Johnny Bananas in, they voted him in, and they voted Laurel in. And both of the cards, the kill cards, one went to Jasmine and one went to Isaac, which Isaac could, I was surprised at how shitty Isaac did. And he hasn't been doing well at all, but he's a big guy. And it seems like in that kind of challenge, you could beat somebody like Johnny Bananas. I don't know. He's bigger than Johnny Bananas, I think.
I am starting while watching him just completely eat it and get sent home by Johnny, I was like kind of going back through my mind and remembering all the reasons I liked Isaac and all of like the shit from his season, and I'm realizing like this is like he's like in shape and kind of buffed up, but I don't think that he was probably never on team sports when he was in school. He just doesn't seem to have like the fire, the competitive fire in him.
And he no matter how big he is, he doesn't seem very athletic. Like in that, the bubble challenge where they're in the bubbles, like he couldn't get up once he was down. He just didn't perform as well as I expected.
Yeah. No drive or spirit of competition.
No.
He I was thinking like he talked about like when he was in high school, he was one of the like the kids like hanging out doing drugs and stuff. Because remember he like did like a ton of acid and like kind of messed up his brain for a bit. Like that's not what you're doing if you're doing two-a-days, you know?
No.
Like you're not able to stay on that kind of schedule. And then thinking about like his previous kind of challenge seasons, he wasn't exactly a standout player in terms of like stiff competition. He was just like fun to kind of, I was so disappointed in Isaac this season. I was so happy to see that he was on the cast and just kind of let down by the performance. It was depressing.
Yeah. And also I like the big moves like that. I like voting in, although I've come to like Laurel at this point, but I like voting in the big players to try to get him off. But and then when it backfires that badly, like you couldn't have had an easier win for Laurel than Jasmine. Like nobody is smaller than Jasmine, and nobody's bigger than Laurel.
It's true. That was depressing to watch.
Yeah, and Cara Maria said it best when she was like, "This is sad," because it was just like Laurel's going at quarter speed, and Jasmine's giving it all that she can give, which was honorable, but she really had zero chance.
And like you know, you've stated that you're not a fan of Jasmine these days, but I've turned the corner on Jasmine where I like Jasmine. Jasmine's a fun character to have on the show. Seeing her go was depressing. It should have been you, Teresa.
Yeah, I don't like Teresa either, but I really don't like Jasmine, so I'm fine with Teresa sticking around for another week. They'll probably put her in this week for not voting with them.
Hell yeah. Teresa pulled
it would have pissed me off if I was there, but I liked it.
Devin's eye roll said it all.
Yeah.
Teresa organized everyone against Laurel, and then once it was obvious that Laurel was going in, she changed her vote up so she didn't like. So she basically threw everyone else in front of the train, and
I can't believe they didn't call her out at that moment.
It's true. But like at least Devin at least Devin like caught Laurel up to speed on what was going down. Mm-hmm. So now Laurel's got Teresa in her sights.
Yeah.
Teresa is not long for this world.
No. So next week, the challenge is going to be good. It's the trivia one where they get dropped in the water. So I like that one. So that'll be a good episode.
That'll be fun. That'll mm-hmm. be a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
So and supposedly there's going to be some big tension between Bananas and Jordan.
Yep.
Because Jordan was one of the people leading the pack to get Johnny into the elimination. And then once Johnny won, he had some comments about Jordan and Jordan's hand. And
I'm kind of with everybody now about Jordan, because he has been running his mouth like crazy, and he hasn't performed well really at all. He blew just about all the challenges so far, or if he didn't blow it, he didn't do anything spectacular. So he is kind of, he's yelling a lot for a guy who hasn't really done anything.
It's true. Like, yeah, he dropped the pole that you have to stand on, and he slipped up here and there. But I still think if Johnny went up against Jordan in an elimination, Johnny would at least be a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be like with Isaac where it would be super easy on him. I think Jordan would put up a hell of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's about it, really. I'm just in Survivor. I'm only to where they got rid of the three tribes and made it two. So I got a ways to go to catch up, but I think I'm going to, because don't give anything away, but I like the cop girl and I want her to win. So I want to keep watching and see what happens with her.
All right, man. Yeah. Try the,
maybe I'll catch up by next time. Should we try to do it next week? Should we make that our goal?
Let's try to do it next week. Yeah. I finally have 2 days off next week. I've been working 6 day weeks here, Jordan. I'm fucking dying over here.
Jesus Christ.
Which I know, like, a lot of people were like, shut your goddamn mouth. Some people are probably working 7 days with two jobs, but you don't understand, people. I don't like to work.
Yeah.
Work sucks. Like, we're recording now. My phone's been fucking ringing off the hook. The cafe, they're trying to call me in for a 7th day, Jordan.
Cafe?
Yeah, the cafe.
What's this cafe? I thought you were a delivery driver.
Yeah, for a cafe.
Oh, okay.
It's called, yeah.
What cafe is it?
It's called LA Cafe.
If you live in LA, call LA Cafe and ask for Ryan to deliver you.
Yeah,
food.
If you live in downtown LA, yeah. You've probably seen me.
Don't kill him.
No, please don't kill me. One of the other delivery drivers got shot a couple weeks ago.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. He wasn't working at the time, but he was right around the corner from the cafe.
Okay.
He was at King Eddie's, which is like a famous downtown bar. It's been around forever.
Do you want me to send you my bulletproof vest? I have one.
I should say he didn't die.
That's
good.
Got
shot in the leg. So
he's fine.
I doubt the bulletproof vest would have helped him in that situation.
That's true.
He probably would have just felt foolish for wearing it at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, send me that vest.
Okay. All right. So listeners, we're sorry about the delay, but we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll hopefully be back next week.
And like, in order to do it next week, to kind of catch back up, we would basically have to like record another episode in like 2 days.
Which we could
there's
do.
A fucking challenge episode on
tonight
in less than what
3 hours or 4 hours? Yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah,
3 hours. Yeah,
six hours by my count. 6 hours over here. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh my god.
So we're already one behind, even though we're recording today.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in 7 hours, Jordan.
All right. You get this one up in a timely manner, sir.
I will do my best. Jordan, I don't know if you just heard me say I worked six goddamn days. It was 7 days in a row this past. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
anyway,
now
I'm not complaining.
You have 2 days off. So, I mean, you're not going to know what to do with yourself.
It's true. I'm going to get this one up real quick.
All right. So I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Goodbye.
Have a good one.